Radio Prague News. The United States Senate has rejected President Obama's nominee for the post of U.S. Ambassador to the Czech Republic. Opposition parties have demanded a thorough investigation into claims that a security agency formerly owned by the transport minister had shadowed leading Prague politicians. And the Supreme Court has upheld a jail sentence for a Czech musician arrested earlier this year in a nationwide crackdown on neo-Nazis. The United States Senate has rejected President Obama's nominee for the post of U.S. Ambassador to the Czech Republic, White House Counsel for Ethics and Government Reform Norman Eisen. The president made his choice known following a trip to Prague in July of this year, and his nominee was expected to sail smoothly into the post after being successfully vetted by the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. The ambassadorial position has been vacant since the departure of Richard Graeber in January of last year, following the change of administration in Washington. Observers say it will now remain empty at least until December, following midterm elections in the United States. The opposition Social Democrats have demanded a thorough investigation into claims that a security agency formerly owned by Transport Minister Vít Bárta had shadowed leading Prague politicians. Acting Social Democrat Chairman Bohuslav Sobotka said that if the allegations, which appeared in Thursday's Mladá fronta Dnes, are confirmed, then the Prime Minister should sack both the Transport Minister and Interior Minister Radek Jón, a close associate from the same party, Public Affairs. Mr. Sobotka also called for legislation which would regulate the activities of security agencies operating on Czech territory. Politicians across the political spectrum have expressed concern over the allegations, pointing out that sensitive information collected about public officials not only violates their privacy, but opens the door to corruption. Minister Bárta has denied the claims and announced that his brother, who now owns the ABL security agency, would sue the paper over the story. The Supreme Court on Friday upheld a three-year jail sentence for Czech musician Michal Moravec, arrested earlier this year in a nationwide crackdown against neo-Nazis. Moravec had appealed a verdict by a regional court which found him guilty of spreading racist propaganda at neo-Nazi concerts. He was the author of lyrics which experts described as openly racist and wrote the sleeve notes to a CD called Triumph of the Will, where he glorified the Nazi philosophy. Moravec tried to defend himself by saying that some of the offensive words were the result of mispronunciation. Long-term statistical data on unemployment published by the Czech Statistical Office indicate a disturbing trend, the emergence of a generation of young people who have never worked. Out of 30,000 people who have not worked in the last 8 years, almost 16,000 are people under the age of 29. In the second quarter of 2010, the number of people who were jobless for more than a year grew to 155,000. Out of that number of long-term unemployed, 81,000 are women, 72,000 are people with apprenticeship certificates, and 45,000 people with only primary school education. Prague inhabitants who rely on gas for cooking and heating can look forward to a drop in the price of gas in the fourth quarter. The city's main gas supplier, Pražská Plynárenská, has announced a 1-2% drop in the price of gas for households, depending on intake. The company has 440,000 clients in and around the Czech capital. The companies RWE Transgas and E.ON say they are not planning to cut prices. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be cloudy to overcast, with rain in places and day temperatures between 11 and 14 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.